Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Yesterday was Louisiana's Arbor Day, the traditional time we celebrate trees by planting them. Winters here are relatively mild, and the ideal tree planting season in Louisiana is from November through February. So the third Friday in January, the time we always celebrate Arbor Day here in Louisiana, is very appropriate for us. Planting trees properly isn't difficult, but it can make all the difference in the world between success and failure. Now here's some steps on planting a tree properly. Whether the tree is bald and burlapped or grown in a container, dig the hole for the tree at least twice the diameter of the root ball, but no deeper than the height of the root ball. When you place the tree in the hole, the root ball should sit on solid, undisturbed soil, and the top of the root ball should be level with or a little bit above the surrounding soil level. Remove a container-grown tree from its container and place the tree gently in the hole. A root ball that is tightly packed with thick, encircling roots indicates a root-bound condition. Try to unwrap or open up the root ball to some degree to encourage the roots to spread into the surrounding soil. Now, if you have a bald and burlap tree, place the tree in the hole with everything still attached to it. Once the tree's down in the hole, remove the burlap from the root ball, any other materials like wire cages or anything that might be around the root ball. Now, don't forget, the top of the root ball should be level with or slightly above the surrounding soil. It is very critical that you don't plant the tree too deep. Thoroughly pulverize the soil that you dug out to create the hole, and then use this soil without anything added to it to backfill around the tree. When we plant a tree, we always use the native soil to fill back in around the tree. Never use topsoil or garden soil or add organic matter to the soil that you fill back in around the tree with. Now, you want to fill the hole up about halfway and then firm it gently. Don't pack it down tight, but make sure any air pockets have been eliminated. Finish filling the hole up all the way, firm the soil again a little bit, and then water the tree thoroughly to settle the soil in. We generally don't fertilize newly planted trees. The use of a root stimulator, you'll see these for sale at your nurseries on occasion, is really generally optional. It's certainly not going to make the difference whether or not that tree survives or not, but it could be of some benefit as long as you follow the label directions. If the tree is tall enough to be unstable once it's planted, you should stake it. Put two or three stakes around the tree and make sure the stakes are pounded well into the ground and are solid, and put them outside the root ball of the tree. Then you can use cloth strips or old nylon stockings or plastic-covered wire to tie the trunk of the tree to the two or three stakes that you're using to help support it. Now, don't leave the support in place more than about 9 to 12 months. Keep the area around the trunk of the tree free from grass and mulched, about 2 feet out from the trunk. This encourages the tree's roots to grow out without competition from the grass roots, and most importantly, it keeps lawn care equipment like string trimmers and lawnmowers away from the thin bark on the trunk of the tree. Water your tree thoroughly when the weather is dry during the summer. I encourage you to attend the annual Arbor Day at Burden Celebration today, going on from 9 to 3 p.m. It's a family-friendly event held at the LSU Ag Center Botanic Gardens on Essen Lane. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.